John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello, and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show, where we will talk about the upcoming game between the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Angels.
What else will we do, Jim?
We will each give a thing that we are watching for, and then the pitching path to victory. After that, we will make our homer draft picks, and after that, we will decide if we would like the over or the under, and maybe some premonitions to follow that. But first, I will ask Jake how he's doing. Jake, how you doing?
James, Jimmy Jamboy, Z-Man Esposito on the wheels of steel right now. Everyone live in the chat. Definitely no one named Noah here. So I'm doing pretty good, Jim. We're going to this game. This is a game that'll go down in Yankees history. Now it looks like there's someone named Noah here. So I'm excited in classic Yankees fashion. They've taken a little bit of wind out of the sails, but we'll be in the building. We're excited. Shout out to our guy Theo, kind of hooking it up tonight. So I'm How are you, Jim?
I'm pretty mad.
Yeah.
I just saw the lineup.
Yep.
Jesus, what are they doing, man? What are they fucking doing?
No feel.
All right, so the lineup is LeMahieu's leading off, Voit's batting second, Sanchez batting third, Stanton's batting fourth, Torres is batting fifth, Odor's in there, batting sixth, Andujar, Frazier, Gardy, Herman. No Gio Urshela, no Aaron Judge. It's going to be a fucking rainout tomorrow. It's Ohtani on the bump. You finally won a game. If you want to sit him in the day game tomorrow, that's probably going to be rained out anyway, do that. What the fuck are you doing? If he's not like... Dude, they're... How many times have they said talk is cheap? And actions are what matter. Your actions are of a team that doesn't care or know.
Yeah.
Dude, they're stupid. They are infuriating.
They have zero feel. Tonight should and will be a special night in like Yankees history. Shohei Ohtani on the bump, already putting on a firework display of his own. And, we'll get a little more personal with it. I think we're going to be down in Legends. My first time ever. I've never been down there. So pretty close to the field. Should be an all-time experience. Shohei Ohtani on the bump. Two-way. He's in the lineup. Hitting and pitching. And Aaron Judge, the guy that everyone rooting for the Yankees is there to see tonight, will not be on the field for this. It's a joke. The rumor is Kaster is just going off right now, which I love. It's just kind of the summation of this Yankees organization right now and this season. Like, to do that, there's absolutely no feel. Like, Dan Allen Rourke, our resident Judge expert, says, you know, bench, have Judge DH, sit Stan. I agree with that. Aaron Judge should be on the field today, if for nothing else, to be a part of... like Yankees history.
My what to watch for is early pinch hits from Judge and Gio. Dude, what? What is that, man? Like, they got a good pitcher on the mound today.
Yeah.
And they're putting out their weakest lineup of the series. They can finally go for a win streak, and they don't put their best foot forward to do so?
Yeah, man. And, dude, how many times have we done it with I've done it a lot, excuse me, with Stanton. Like, you know, Giancarlo Stanton, why hasn't he opened up the manager's door and say, hey, I'm practicing with the outfielders tonight. You know, I'm ready to play outfield. Why hasn't he done that? If you're Aaron Judge, man.
Judge has played a lot this season, and it's really hot out. Those two things are true.
Those are true. Jim, this is Ohtani starting at the same, which, okay, Yankees don't care about that. Whatever. It's an ESPN game, right? Or was that last night? I think tonight's. Either way, Aaron Judge should be on the field for this, and he's not. Man, and it's it's a bummer. Like this, I said last episode of Talking Yanks, or two episodes ago, like, this should be a thing. Yankee Stadium hasn't been packed this year. A lot of other ballparks have been packed. You know, full capacity. It's open. The Yankees just haven't filled the house. Probably partially because the product sucked. And now you have this, like, monumental moment. The second coming of Babe Ruth. Guy's already got, what, 3 yackers this series, and now he's taking the bump. And Aaron Judge, the guy, is he the next Yankee captain? Well, when they show the replay of this game, or when I tell my kids I was at the Ohtani game at the stadium when he first did it, they won't even see Aaron Judge on the field. They'll see Rugi Odor, and I'll tell them all the tales about Rugi, and that'll be fantastic. But that's sad. Sad for baseball.
I mean, he just said that Boone said that, you know, I got to keep the big picture in mind. It's like 2 days ago you said the season was on the line.
Did they take him out late in the game yesterday? Game they won by 6?
I don't know.
Tyler Wade playing good outfield defense? I don't know. My what to watch for will be Gary Sanchez. He hits the opposite field homer yesterday. He looks awesome. Did you see that the batting practice video of him yesterday? It was nasty with the high velo machine. It was like awesome.
With Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I'm mad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know.
Joe's was like, do you want to hear the lineup? And I said, if you think I'm going to have a reaction to it, no. But maybe I should have done it before so I could, like, get all this, like,
out.
I'm, like, overcome by, like, what are we doing? They said the season was on the line 2 days ago. It was must-win series and games.
Now, this doesn't feel like a must-win lineup. Really doesn't.
Now they throw out their worst lineup against the best pitcher they're facing. For the sake of the big picture. What is it?
I don't know, man. DJ a third. Oh. Is that a lightning thing? What was that?
Amber alert? I don't know.
Heat wave stuff.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be hot at the game. Yeah. That sucks. All right, they're facing Shohei Ohtani.
Inside, like, a lot.
And he's hitting. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm getting it now.
Hitting second, Shohei Ohtani. I just got it. Why did we get it second?
What service do you have, Zach?
What service do you have, Zach? And what's your phone number? Say it on air.
It's actually 55. So it's, I have AT&T. Is that what you're asking?
I'm Verizon.
Yeah.
I'm Verizon.
Wow. If something happens, we're going to be 5 seconds late.
That's a big win for AT&T here on the show.
Yeah, ad.
Jesus. I'm such a Verizon snob, too.
Me and AT&T have some bad history.
Okay.
Rather, yeah.
I'm like the LG 4 flip phone. Those are some badass phones. They got me hooked then. For those that don't know, Otani's really good. He hasn't allowed more than two runs in his last five starts. He strikes out like 8 to 10 guys a game, and he's really good. Domingo Herman's coming off three stinkers in a row and has been disappointing of late, so it'd be nice to see him buckle in. Pitching path to victory.
Yeah, let me, just for the people, because, Jim, we're in it pretty deep. Otani on the mound this year, 59.1 innings pitched, 82 strikeouts. He will walk guys. He's got 31 walks. In his last couple outings, he threw 105 bullets his last start against San Francisco, 78, 86, 76. And with the heat today and how they baby Otani, I would be interested. If the Yankees can get a big inning or two, that would be impactful for getting him out of the game.
DJ getting a walk or on base. A base runner in the first, I think, will feel huge.
Yeah.
Because then you can dream about, like, the heat getting to him. Hopefully no one throws up like Bundy did, because I think it's going to be hotter. And I'm going to be at the game, so I can't make a breakdown.
No, like, I think
four puke breakdowns already.
Balancing Yankees fanness and just general baseballness. If it's like Otani, four innings pitched, Yankees get three earned runs, I think that's like the win today.
Can I tell you
something? If you like work them. Yeah.
Like,
always, man.
Okay, thanks. I'm a huge Yankees fan. I live and die with the results. They alter my mood to a point I wish they wouldn't.
Right.
I also love baseball.
Yes.
When the Yankees aren't playing, I'll watch the NLCS. I'll watch the games. I like baseball. There's a part of me, the baseball part of me, I think Yankee fans are going to be mad at me. If the Yankees, like, bomb Otani and he just has a dud of a game, the baseball fan of me would be like, that's like we're going to the game. Like,
I see what you're saying.
I want to see a pitcher's duel. I want to see Otani pitch and hit. I'd like the Yankees to win.
Yeah.
I'd like them to have him rattle or get him a little bit. But you know, I'm excited to see Otani. Like, there's a part of me that we bought tickets because Otani's pitching, not because it's the Yankees game.
It's true.
So there's a part of me that wants the Otani pitch and Otani hit. And so I hope it's a good
maybe game. They're making it easy for Otani for the first five innings, and then when the Angels bullpen comes out, they'll be like, okay, Judge, Gio, we'll put in our good lineup in so Otani can look good. Maybe that was the Yankees organizational thinking.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Who did they use yesterday? I mean, they used Abreu. So it was actually, you know, it worked out because they were winning by a lot. They didn't use Abreu till the end of the game when they were, like, up by five and there's a couple innings left. So Tom A says Jimmy wants his carrot cake and eat it too. And that's true.
Yeah, he does.
Like, I want to see a great outing by Otani, but I want the Yankees to win. It's a tough
carrot
ask.
Cake.
Yeah, well, we're probably going to eat carrot cake tonight.
And, hey, Nestor Cortez goes back out there. A little back-to-back for Nestor.
I'm making a breakdown of the Nestor Otani at-bat. It's amazing.
He is a special, special man.
So usually the Yankees...
Otani's cool, too.
We've had a lot of fun recently because the Yankees have had 6.5 hitters. I'm counting Andujar as the half, even though he's lately becoming a seven. They took two out. This lineup is four deep.
Yeah.
Like, they go from 6.5 to 4.5.
Yeah.
That's such a difference. But Glaber's kind of coming around, so hopefully he's coming around.
Yeah,
I guess,
hopefully,
like, you know,
he builds off that.
Yeah. So
two at-bats.
They got Wilson. They got O'Day.
Ooh.
They got Chad. And they got they might not have Chad. They don't have Chad. They got Laza. They got O'Day. They got Wilson. They got Chapman.
They could have Chad today. Right? 30 bullets on Monday. They'd like to skip him.
They did that. I wanted them to skip. I think when you get to like 25 or more, they should give these guys 2 days this early in the season.
Okay.
And they didn't with Laza, and it blew up in their face. I just think, you know, you have a lot of guys now.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's, I mean, and hopefully there's actual science behind it, because if you make the number 25 to 30, then like Lucas Licky would be more available today. So interested to see what they do. They do have bodies. And yeah, it's going to be a really hot day. I wouldn't be surprised if both pitchers get yanked probably a little earlier. You know, if someone's struggling, they'll pull the plug. If it's, you know, 75 pitches like on a day like today, pitchers feel it a lot more. So expect a lot of bullpen. I mean, maybe you go Domingo. I'd like Litke for a different look. And then if you want Sessa, O'Day, Johnny Chapman, I'm expecting a lot of bullpen today from both teams.
Okay. Okay. How many pitches has Ohtani been throwing?
So his last start, his last start
105?
Was 105. Wow. Everything else before that is a lot less.
You got a 93 in there.
So coming off of a 105 in today's heat, like I wouldn't be surprised if low 80s might be the number for Ohtani today.
If Herman's getting rocked, is it like...
Everyone leave the stadium and go to Billy's.
Is it like a war crime if they just like tell Herman like, well, we need 80 pitches out of you no matter what in the heat? Oof. Like, is that like...
That's his punishment?
Like, you can't do that, right? That's like when football coaches don't give water. Could.
They sent down Herman this year, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. They were doing...
Right.
Save four man rotation, five man. He's also bad, but yeah. All right, let's move on.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Good job yesterday. You got Andujar.
Papa Dude, that felt good.
And you know what else you have?
What's that?
The first pick tonight.
First pick. Well, with my second pick, I will be taking Gary Sanchez with tomorrow not promised, and it's day game after night game. I got to get my Gary pick in. I was a little bummed because I was going to actually copy your picks from game one. So I was going to copy Gary and Stanton, and then when Gary homered, I was like, fuck. So Andujar saved me late, which I appreciate that.
You know what pisses me right off?
What pees you right off?
I save Judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Ohtani.
Yeah.
Because Judge likes big moments and when the lights are bright, yeah. You know, in his first at-bats of games and stuff.
Yeah.
And he homered yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were going to sit him.
With my first pick, I will take... Do I go DJ? Yeah, let's go. I'll go DJ and Gary.
DJ and Gary. Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
All of Ohtani's home runs this season have come on the first pitch or a two early in the count.
Okay.
Oh, that's a score. I hate when I'm so dumb. It's still kind of early in the count.
Early-ish in the count, Ohtani could give up a home run.
Yeah.
Secondary, what to watch for tonight?
3 fifth inning, 2 first innings. I was trying to find a theme between the guys that have hit home runs off them this year.
Okay.
Nate Lowe, 6'4", lefty. Mm. Kyle Tucker, 6'4", lefty.
Mm.
Jake Bowers, 6'1", lefty. Lefty.
All those lefties on our
JP
team.
Crawford, 6'2", lefty. Lefty. Jonathan Scope, 6'1", righty.
Righty. Womp, womp.
Mike Yastrzemski, 5'10", lefty. So 5 of the 6 home runs he's given up this season have been to lefties. So I will be taking with my first pick, Rougned Odor.
Yeah.
And yep. That's obvious.
It's an obvious pick.
If you didn't see that coming, you're blind. I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
And just to add a little bit to Jim's pick and a fourth what to watch for in this game, Ohtani, right-handed hitters have a 489 OPS against them. Lefties a 709. So lefty stack tonight.
And then with my second pick, I'm going to take Voit.
Okay.
And you had Stanton.
Nope.
No. You already had Stanton last time. You had Gary and DJ?
Yes.
Okay. Whose picks do you like better?
My boy Jake.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was badass.
A little quick on the drop. DJ Jazzy Zach. Wow.
All right, let's move it on to the over-under. What do you think it is today? Jake is currently on the biggest losing streak.
A celebration of sorts, everybody. John Boy has broken the curse. Yankees played good baseball. Felt like the over. We got him the over. Let's go.
I think it's going to be 9 or 8.5 today. Because I think they're counting on Ohtani shutting down the Yanks. Two to three runs there. I think the Yankees two and a half runs is my guess. And then the Angels, I'm guessing they put it at 5.5, which would lead to 8. So 8.5, 9.
Yeah, I've got 9 or 9.5.
Okay. You got the Heat playing up big.
Squirt?
Oh, dude, the Heat. Balls fly. 9.5.
Okay.
What is it? Zach?
That's 10. What I had from earlier. Holy I'm going to double cow. Check it now. I tried to check.
Yeah, do they know that recently. We don't play Aaron Judge and Gio Urshela? Because that's minus a run.
This was before they released the lineup. So.
Pre-lineup.
What time is it? We're good. All right, I have it here at 9.5 on DraftKings.
Okay.
We're going 9.5.
Everyone likes the over on DraftKings Sportsbook. Mm. Yeah, everyone likes 87% of the money is on the over. 9.5.
Over when we go to games?
Yes, but I don't know how we've done. We should start putting stars next to games we go to.
Intended game stars. Well, I'm going over.
Sure.
Trust it.
What games have we been to?
What games?
We went to the last Kansas City game. And that was a push at 9. We went to 2 Oakland games, and only one went over, and I chose the under. I guess we didn't do it that time. We didn't do pregame shows. It was weekend games. Damn, man. Damn. Okay. I think we went to this Tampa Bay game. I don't know.
You got any promos for tonight, Jim? A lot going on.
Someone comes out of the game for being too hot.
Oh, okay.
Like,
ooh.
Like mound visit. Okay, let's get you out of here, Glaber. You didn't have enough water.
I like that. I like that becoming the next topic of baseball.
What was like, my...
Should they cancel games due to heat?
Yeah, soft. No, sometimes they should. What was my premonition yesterday? It was a wild one.
Ooh. Zach, any idea? Premos yesterday?
You said it was a wild one when I said it.
Girl, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh. It's an iconic line.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fair foul. I had a Yankees coach getting ejected. That didn't happen.
Does anyone remember my
remember
premonition from yesterday?
5th of November. I don't know, man.
Angry glove throw. Was that what it was? Or was that yours?
Is that me?
That was yours,
I think. Did anyone throw? I saw a glove flying. Did any gloves fly?
I don't know.
Yesterday? I must have missed that.
Double play that no one does anything wrong on. That was definitely, was that yesterday or the day before? I don't know. I guess, who knows?
Michaela Maroney face.
Who knows?
Today, what do I see happening on the field? The over under today is decided
in the first
in
inning.
In Rougned Odor's first inning. And last at bat.
Walk me through it a little bit.
Okay.
What?
Odor pitching.
Odor pitching.
No, I said someone plays out of position.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I said Odor plays a position he's never played.
He's never played and with a lean towards the mound, which was good. And if Gary bases loaded, it was 5-10. I was like, well, something could happen here.
Yeah. Thank you guys for remembering that. I appreciate
you. Thank you, chat.
I appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Can you do an incredibly close zoom in? ECU in the movie industry, they call it.
It is extreme MCU.
ECU.
You love Iku. Those flicks.
Like an extreme close-up. I appreciate you.
That's okay, beautiful.
Thank you.
Could you do a big zoom out for me, Zach?
Make him tiny.
Past dainty.
Dainty.
Like past dainty.
Dainty Jake.
Past dainty.
You don't have to put me back. People kind of like it.
Yeah. That's your near Jimmy's best features right there. That's the good stuff. What do I see? Raindrops keep falling on my head. That doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. I don't know, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't see nothing.
I'm trying to see something.
Maybe Boone gets ejected today because he's got a counter not starting his best players.
About a triple.
About like a Boone ejection, and then as he walks back into the clubhouse, he taps Judge. He's like, you're up.
You're the coach now. And Boone just leaves. He's never seen again.
Now, do you think we're going to see an Aaron Judge in full rest mode?
I have a
or
triple
do you
today.
Think we're going to see an Aaron Judge like with the helmet on at early chances, with the batting gloves on, bouncing around the dugout ready to go, or is he just full end of the dugout talking with Higgy,
Jimmy,
rest mode?
You know this. Judge knows the optics. Otani on the mound, Judge on the bench. He's going to be top step Judge tonight.
Batting gloves.
I wanted
the first
to be
inning.
Here. Yeah. I swear it. Oh, okay. That's
what's wrong? What are you responding to?
Zach just, well, you'll see it on that screen in a minute, but it's already happened on ours.
He made you smaller?
Smaller.
Even smaller, huh?
Yeah. It's a tight shot. It's what I asked.
You said you wanted to be tiny.
It's what I requested.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You look like the kid from Willy Wonka who got stuck in the TV.
Thank you.
You kind of are that kid.
I am that kid.
Little cowboy. Okay.
Goodbye. Enjoy the game.